This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Bush arrived in South Africa today, the second stop on his five-day tour of Africa. His first visit was in Senegal, where he met with President Abdoulaye Wade and the leaders of seven other West African democracies. Mr. Bush also visited nearby Goree Island, where enslaved Africans once were placed aboard sailing ships that took them to America. The president's trip to Africa was meant to highlight economic development and his proposed initiative to fight HIV/AIDS, but that agenda has been overshadowed by another regional issue, Liberia, and what the United States will do to help maintain a ceasefire there. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne is traveling with the president. He spoke with us earlier from Dakar, the capital of Senegal, where the president shed little light on what he plans to do about Liberia.
He said that he still has not made a decision. The quote here, the president said, "We're now in the process to determine the extent of our participation." Now, before this trip even took place, the White House had indicated that it would be participating. It has not defined what that participation will be. So the White House is clearly waiting to see what Liberian President Charles Taylor does. The president did say again today, Charles Taylor must leave. But the president says he is not prepared to say that he is going to commit U.S. Marines.
When the president met with the other West African leaders today, were they urging that U.S. troops be involved in a peacekeeping force in Liberia?
What we're hearing about that comes from a White House, a senior administration official who was in on the meeting. And that official says these other leaders did not ask the president to send troops into Liberia now. What we are told is that they do want the United States to work with the United Nations. They're glad the United Nations will be involved. But again, no specific request for troops, though publicly there has been a call from some of these nations for the U.S. to send troops to maintain the ceasefire and to help ensure a peaceful transition of power whenever Taylor does leave.
We mentioned that the president visited Goree Island off the coast of Senegal today. Let's listen to a bit of what he had to say there.
At this place, liberty and life were stolen and sold. Human beings were delivered and sorted and weighed and branded with the marks of commercial enterprises and loaded as cargo on a voyage without return. One of the largest migrations of history was also one of the greatest crimes of history.
One of the greatest crimes of history, but not quite an apology for slavery.
It was not an apology, but he was very blunt in his criticism of the U.S. during those years. He talked about Christian men and women who became blind to the clearest commands of their faith and added hypocrisy to injustice. Now, the other thing the president did was praise the former slaves and descendants of slaves in America and the many contributions they made to the country. And he said their spirit, which was not broken, was really an inspiration to the country and taught America a lot.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
NPR's Don Gagne traveling with the president in Africa.